This is Walk Good, African and Caribbean folk tales retold by storyteller Keisha Christie. Join us as we share stories passed down from generation to generation. Gather your family and your friends, reminisce about the old days, learn something new, and most of all, walk good. Welcome to this episode of Walk Good. I'm your storyteller, Keisha Christie, and in this episode, we are sharing Jamaican folklore with you. October is the month where we celebrate Halloween, but over the last few episodes, I have told you that Caribbean people don't necessarily celebrate Halloween, but that doesn't mean that we don't have our share of things that go bump in the night. Have you heard about the curse of the White Witch of Rose Hall? Rose Hall is a beautiful place to visit. They have day tours where you can tour the great house and get a sense of history and see the beauty all around. But they also have night tours, and that is a very different experience. These tours are centered around one person, the infamous owner of Rose Hall, Annie Palmer. There are no pictures of Annie to be found. But we do know that Annie Palmer came to Jamaica in the 19th century. It's said that she was born in England and her family moved to Haiti, where she was raised by her parents and her nanny, who was also a voodoo priestess. When her parents died, her nanny took care of her and, of course, taught her all things about the religion. When Annie was old enough, she left Haiti, moving to Jamaica in order to find a husband. And, of course, she ended up meeting John. And Annie married John Palmer, the owner of Rose Hall, and, of course, became the lady of the house. However, there was something odd about Annie. Annie was known for having a dark side. Some slaves would say that they hear her chanting and wondered if she was practicing voodoo arts. Not only that, Annie had three husbands. None of them survived. John Palmer, her first, died by poisoning, giving her the nickname the White Witch of Rose Hall. Her second died mysteriously as well. And the third, him too. There are three palm trees at the edge of the property, closest to the ocean. And it's said that Annie's husbands are buried under each one of those trees. That's not the only thing. Annie was known for her very bad treatment of her slaves, often using them for this or that, and once they've done her bidding, they would also disappear. Of course, Annie had many lovers, falling in love with one or two. But rejection wasn't something that Annie took well. It turns out that Annie's demise was by one of those lovers. Annie made a mistake and killed a relative, and of course, vengeance was served. In a revolt of the slaves, Annie was murdered. Her grave was dug deeper than 6 feet, and they began to pray and chant. They knew that they had to be stronger than Annie and her spells. During that time, the everything destroyed by the slaves that remained. While Annie was buried and the chanting began, they all continued to call out. But a few days later, some would say that they've seen Annie walking the property. Some have seen her riding her horse as she did when her slaves worked. And even to this day, when photos are taken at the great house, images appear. Some still see Annie standing on her balcony, looking out into the courtyard where her slaves once worked. The story lives on and on. Even Johnny Cash wrote a song about this story of Annie Palmer.
Long time ago, on Rose Hall Plantation, where the ocean breeze blows, lived a girl named Annie Palmer. the mistress of this place. Slaves live in fear to see the frowns on Annie's face. Where are your husbands, Annie? 1, 2, and 3 are asleep in Manila palm trees near the Caribbean Sea. At night I hear you riding, and I can hear your lover's cold, and I can still feel your presence around the great house at Rome.
Nevertheless, the story endures as a part of Jamaica's culture. Many visitors come for tours to hear the chilling stories of Annie and her alleged crimes and curses of the haunted property. Join us next week as we have new stories to share with you. If you haven't already, join us on our socials so that you can find out what's happening in between episodes. You can find us on Instagram at Talkin', TALKIN _ Tales, TALES. You can also find us on Facebook at Talkin' Tales - Storytelling, and on TikTok at Talkin', TALKIN Tales, TALES. If you'd like to see these stories performed, please check out our YouTube channel, Talkin', TALKIN _ Tales, TALES, where you can see some of our stories performed. We encourage you to like, share, and comment on this episode so that we can build our community and share more stories with you. Till we meet again, share this story with your family and your friends, and most of all, walk good.